Welcome back to Horizons. Father Bernard Healy, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I want a little bit of clarification around the diocese. In Ireland, we have 26 dioceses, or we had, but there's change afoot.
That's true. Now, as things stand, we still have 26 dioceses. But a few weeks ago, I think the 10th of April, Pope Francis announced a number of changes in the west of Ireland. There is, in the medium term, a proposal maybe to merge some of the dioceses in the west of Ireland. That's something which I suppose is tied up with a broader process of renewal within the church in Ireland as a whole.
So it's part of the moving forward. And I see that bishops have been called administrators. What exactly is happening, Ben?
Okay, well, I suppose we'll start with what was announced on the 10th of April. Pope Francis announced the retirement of one bishop in the west of Ireland, Bishop John Fleming of Killala. He's reached the age of retirement. He's past 75 a little while ago, and so he's retired. And then one of these neighbouring bishops, Bishop Paul Dempsey, has actually been moved from his own diocese to move instead to be an auxiliary or a helper bishop in Dublin. And what that means is that you're left with two empty dioceses.
With no bishop.
With no bishop. But what was done was that two of the existing bishops who were looking after dioceses in the West of Ireland were appointed as apostolic administrators. In other words, caretaker bishops for those two dioceses. An apostolic administrator is someone who has all the powers of a bishop, but is in there essentially as a caretaker. When someone is appointed a bishop to a diocese, they're appointed and essentially they're there, all things being normal, until the age of 75. You know, when you're made a bishop, it's meant to be something more or less permanent. An apostolic administrator means there's something provisional or temporary about your appointment to a diocese. So you have a situation now in the west of Ireland where you have six dioceses. Okay, and they're essentially at the moment being run by three bishops. And I'll spell out, you know, how that has come about. The changes that happened recently, this past April, means that the Diocese of Achonry, which is based, I suppose, near enough around Ballyhadrine County, Roscommon, that is now being run by Bishop Kevin Doran of Elphin. Then the Diocese of Killala, which is based around Ballina, County Mayo, is now being run by Archbishop Francis Duffy of Tuam. And there's a third change which happened not this year, but back in 2022, which is also worth taking into account. Because in 2022, the Bishop of Galway retired, and Bishop Michael Dignan of the small diocese of Clonfert was made Bishop of Galway as well. So you have a situation where Bishop Michael Dignan actually is a full bishop of two dioceses at the same time. And then his two colleagues, amongst the Connacht bishops, they have their home diocese and they're administering a separate diocese as well. So essentially you have, at the moment, six dioceses being run by three bishops.
And where these mergers, we'll call it merger for simplicity, smaller areas merging with a bigger area, like, is it around population?
Partly around population. And the thing is, you look at the small dioceses up in the west of Ireland, Achonry and Killala, for example, their dioceses, the latest figures tell us that there are about maybe 37 or 38,000 Catholics in each of those two dioceses. Now, you look at Kerry. You take our two Tralee parishes and the parish of Killarney and you add them up. And you essentially end up that our three biggest parishes added together are the same size as these full dioceses in the west of Ireland. Something similar in terms of talking about Clonfert as well, a small diocese. And the question, I suppose, is that, you know, are these as individual units sustainable in the long term in terms of expertise? Now, you know, you were talking about population, you know, you're talking about, I suppose, not only decades of change, but even centuries of change being reflected in, you know, these Western dioceses. Because the dioceses we have in Ireland at the moment, the 26 dioceses we have at the moment, more or less, roughly speaking, you know, the diocesan boundaries we have at the moment, they're almost 1,000 years old.
And they can be kind of confusing as well, because we've all moved so much into the county borders.
We know full well that the Diocese of Kerry includes chunks of Cork, for example. Then our neighbours, the Diocese of Limerick, I know goes into Tipperary. Then you have two places called Cloyne and Cork and Ross, and they don't correspond to county borders either.
So where do our dioceses come from, Father Bernard?
Simplifying it, the basic story is that the diocesan boundaries we have now date back to two synods, two church meetings that happened in Ireland in the 12th century. In the year 1111, there was what's called the Synod of Rathbrazel, and that drew up the Diocese of Ireland. And then about 40 years later, in 1152, the Irish bishops and Irish church leaders met in Kells in County Meath, and they rejigged the diocese again, and they got, you know, kind of four archbishops and so on. And those diocesan boundaries are more or less what we're still working with. Now, when they were drawing up the diocesan boundaries in the 12th century, they had, I think, two guiding principles, as I understand it. First of all, diocesan boundaries matched with the boundaries of the small kingdoms or the small clans that existed in Ireland at the time. So you'd imagine, say, if you're drawing dioceses from scratch in Ireland today, you might say, well, listen, you know, we'll go with county boundaries. And that was kind of the idea that they had back then. We'll go with the existing divisions that exist in Ireland, you know, so that the area of a diocese corresponds to the civil ruler as well. The second thing then, and this is, you know, if you look at the map of the Irish diocese, some of them have very strange shape. But the idea was that when they were drawing up the diocesan boundaries in the 12th century, they said that each bishop needs to be able to travel to Rome without passing through the territory of another diocese. So if you're on the coast, that's fine. But all the inland dioceses, they had to either have a boundary that went up against a major river, or else these little small, little kind of passages of land poking out of each diocese to get them access to the sea. So when dioceses were being drawn up originally in Ireland, they had practical reasons related to the mission of the church which determined what shape they should be. And it's the same question we're addressing again, you know, almost 1,000 years later. Are the diocesan boundaries and the diocesan structures we have here and now, are they meeting the needs of the church as exists at the moment?
This is absolutely fascinating. Time doesn't allow us to go any further into it today, but we'll chat again next week. Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Father Francis Nolan. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week. Thank you.
Thank you.